Hospital food is another incentive to get well and go home. People recovering from surgery or an illness are usually fed low-fat, low-salt food. But hospital cuisine is changing. An increasing number of hospitals are trying something different. They want to please their customers and help the bottom line. Brent Wolf reports from member station WUNC in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
The first thing you notice when the elevator doors open on the second floor of the University of North Carolina's Neurosciences Hospital is the smell of French fries. The hospital recently closed its cafeteria here and leased the space to Wendy's. Now a big picture of owner Dave Thomas smiles over a crowd of white-coated doctors and patients hooked up to IV bottles as they bite into burgers and slurp Frosties. Surgical technician Scotty Austin might stand out while waiting in line in another fast food restaurant in his blue hospital scrubs, but not here.
I love Wendy's food.
Dietitians worried about rising rates of obesity say a lot of people are gaining weight by eating too many biggie-sized fries, Cokes, and burgers at fast food restaurants. And some physicians and staff think the hospital has no business offering such food. Transplant researcher Matthias Scotes always gets lunch at the hospital's remaining cafeteria in an adjoining building. He won't set foot in Wendy's.
The people who eat that their whole lives end up on transplant lists for whatever reason. They end up sick. And so you are putting stuff into their body that's going to put them back in the hospital.
But hospital administrators say it's a matter of giving people what they want. Bill Noddy, the hospital's director of nutrition and food service, says people weren't beating a path to the salad bar at the old cafeteria.
We ran a grill and served hamburgers and french fries and cheese steaks, and they were the most popular items. I mean, it's not a secret. America loves hamburgers, and I'm not serving my customers well if I'm forcing or advocating some eating plan that I think they should have.
Noddy says customer surveys showed people wanted a so-called branded concept like Wendy's. Hospital administrators chose Wendy's over McDonald's because they like some of the healthier choices on the Wendy's menu, things like chili, salads, and baked potatoes. The restaurant chain pays rent to the hospital based on its monthly sales. Noddy expects about $100,000 in rent this year. More fast food chains are looking to institutional settings like hospitals where they can find a captive audience. Leah Davis, editor of the fast food publication QSR Magazine, says most of the prime street corner locations are gone.
So when they can go into a location like a hospital, they can make a significantly smaller investment in real estate, yet these locations tend to do at least the same sales as a traditional location. So you put in less money and get just as much out.
Wendy's restaurant at UNC is its 12th hospital location nationwide. McDonald's and Burger King also are looking to open hospital restaurants, and they're a hit with patients. Doctors at UNC say some people who lost their appetite during chemotherapy are eating now that they can send a relative to Wendy's to get something to go. While some doctors don't like it, there's no larger movement to do away with it. In fact, at a recent staff meeting, doctors asked if they could get their own private line at Wendy's. For NPR News, I'm Brent Wolf in Chapel Hill.